within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
This is a story about a marvelous man. Let's call him, because of a thing that happened to him, the reluctant missionary. Now, a missionary is a person who goes to other people and tells them about the Lord. And reluctant means, well, it means that he didn't really want to go. In the Old Testament book that has the name of the prophet Jonah, it tells us the story of that great man. And it tells us how the Lord told him to go to Nineveh, a great city, and preach against it the preaching that I bid thee, which means you go and tell the people what I tell you to tell them. And this is what we all always ought to do, and that is to tell other people what God would have us to tell them. But Jonah didn't want to go. You see, this was a foreign country, and he evidently didn't like the people that lived over there, and he didn't care whether they were saved or not. I guess there are some folk that are still like that. But anyway, when Jonah went down, he got aboard a ship and sailed out to sea, but the Lord caused a great storm to come upon the sea. You see, God is in charge of the winds and the waves, and the people had to throw Jonah overboard, though they didn't really want to, and we think it's a terrible thing that he was swallowed by a whale, but it really wasn't a terrible thing at the time. That's the only way he was saved from drowning. And so the Bible says that the whale, or a great fish, swallowed Jonah. Now there's something else. In the book of Jonah it says the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Now this was one specially built great fish. Whatever it took to make it possible for Jonah to live inside that fish, the Lord did it. And the Lord Jesus himself mentioned this, and it shows us that he said the story was real too. Well, Jonah prayed, and finally the fish vomited him out on the dry land, and then God told him again, now you go to Nineveh and you preach. And he did. He preached that the people should repent. He said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Well, even the king heard about it, and he was sorry for his sins, and he told all the people that they must be sorry for their sins too, and so God didn't destroy the city as he had said that he would. Now this made Jonah very angry. Do you know what Jonah did? He went out and he built a little booth, or kind of a little shelter. It was hot out there, and he was waiting to see if God would destroy the city. And he was so angry that he said, I'm so angry I could die. But the thing of it was, God prepared it was a gourd vine. Now, you see, the same God that prepared the great wind on the sea and prepared the great fish now does a strange thing. He prepares a gourd vine, and that thing grew up in a single night. And old Jonah was so glad because it shaded the little place where he was staying. And then God prepared something else. He prepared a little worm. And this little worm must have been really wound tight, jet-propelled, atomic type of worm, because he smote that gourd, and that thing just withered, and then Jonah got angry again. And that's the way the Bible leaves Jonah, this reluctant missionary who didn't care whether those people were saved or lost. It leaves him pouting under a dried-up gourd vine. Isn't that a strange story? But what we really learn from this is that God wants people in every nation to hear his voice and to have a chance to repent. And that's why Jesus said, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Let's not be reluctant. Let's be busy in doing God's will. Thank you very much.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ, East Main Street at Ingleside Road, Princeton, West Virginia. If you would